Maryland's News now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
And just one more question. Does the president approve of the Justice Department's handling of the Jinwoo Kim leak investigation? We now know that the FBI investigators in this case not only seized James Rosen's phone records, they went through and read his emails, they tracked his comings and goings inside the State Department. Does the president approve of that kind of action by the Justice Department against a reporter?
That was a reporter questioning White House spokesman Jay Carney at the White House yesterday. And Carney went on to say that the president defends the First Amendment, but has to protect classified information. This story is all coming on the heels of the explosive story about the DOJ secretly seizing AP phone records. Anne Marimo, who covers legal affairs for The Washington Post, joins us to talk about why this Rosen piece is opening up now many new and, for the media, chilling questions. Anne, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Let's give people a quick backgrounder on James Rosen, a Fox News, a chief Washington correspondent for Fox News, and the case of Stephen Jinwoo Kim.
Right. This was an investigation into a possible leak of classified information at the State Department, where Mr. Kim was an arms expert in 2009. Rosen, covering the State Department, reported soon after a release of some classified analysis about North Korea, and that soon prompted this leak investigation. And as you heard the reporter asking Jay Carney, this investigation apparently went further than phone records. They looked at his security badge data, access records, and also his personal emails. And I think what people were reacting to yesterday was that in some of these court documents, the law enforcement official characterizes some of Rosen's news gathering activities as possibly criminal.
Well, and they're characterizing him as a possible co-conspirator.
That's right. Now, James Rosen's never been charged. Mr. Kim was indicted in 2010. It's been 3 years. The Justice Department says no reporter has ever been prosecuted for this, and no reporter has been prosecuted in this case. But it was the language and the characterization of Rosen doing news gathering activities that many of us in my business do every day as being possibly criminal.
Has Rosen reacted, or is he letting sort of the Fox legal team handle this for him?
I've not seen that he's commented on this personally. I reached out to him last week and didn't hear back from him, but Fox News executives did release a statement last night calling this chilling, saying that they were outraged to find out that they'd gone into his personal email and also characterized him as a possible co-conspirator.
So let's talk about these cases, and I'm just going to lump in the AP case as well. This is when we found out last week, I believe, the Justice Department seized phone records secretly from Associated Press reporters. There's been a huge outcry, now even more so. Is it time to, do you think, from people you've talked with, look into the laws that allow, at this point, the Justice Department and the FBI, for that matter, to gather information?
Well, the Obama administration has pursued more of these leak investigations than all other administrations combined. You know, they have a job to do protecting national security and can investigate these leaks and government officials who have clearance and access to these records. But reporters have always been protected by the First Amendment to pursue these stories and present information to the public about important policy decisions.
You're in Washington. After these two stories broke, are you sensing a marked change in the dynamic between the media and the president, or the media and the White House?
I have been hearing from many of my colleagues who write about national security on a regular basis that people are responding to this and saying that they want to meet them in person instead of talking on the phone or over email. So I think there has been some reaction to this.
All right. Anne Marimo, covering legal affairs for The Washington Post. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us the second story, which really came before the AP story, the story of James Rosen. And I'm sure there's much more to come.
Thanks.